Blog Talk Radio.
You don't like it? Keep listening. Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling. Came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment. Mike Knox really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it. You don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shit. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you trippin' on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connections, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
The best damn show on the radio. You're the best damn show on the radio. Yo, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody vicious. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their cloth.
Some people are talented and some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.
I begged Dana and Lorenzo to fight Nick Diaz. I was begging them, give me that fight.
George St. Pierre said that I'm going to put the worst beating you've ever seen on him.
I got to be the bad guy, now I get to fight.
A guy like him should not be a champion.
What are you going to do now? Let's fight.
Nick Diaz deserves to be beat down.
Is the moment UFC fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
Welcome everybody back to the flagship show, the BDSIR. Radio Network proudly presents and brings to you the Hour of Power in Sports. I am your host, Mike Knox, that is spelt with 3 X's, simply like tonight you're all out and about, like simply tonight is tonight. Spartacus returns to the octagon because I am hardcore. 347-637-3859, that is the number to call in. I suggest you use it. People, I wear my heart on my sleeve. As always, those who know me know that it's to be true, and I wear it this way this week. Can somebody please tell the Los Angeles Clippers of California that they are not in a dunk contest? Can someone tell them they are in a professional basketball game? Why should someone tell them? I don't know, because damn it, it's fun to watch. Listen, what DeAndre Jordan did in the suicide murder attempt of Brandon Knight is just a shame. They got a t-shirt, show me your dunk face. Damn it, I'm making that face right now. Because that was just, I'm just thinking about that dunk, and it was ridiculous. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve this week, people, listen, It's been going on since about Tuesday. Wake up! It's been going on for a while. March Madness is here. And if you didn't know, Indiana goes down in their conference semifinals today. Duke goes down last night to Maryland. People, March Madness is here. We just saw the last time we will ever see Syracuse versus Georgetown in a Big East game. March Madness is here, and the week and the 3 weeks coming left is going to be amazing. We'll talk about it. Also, in the NFL, free agency has happened for your team. What has your team done? I know my Philadelphia Eagles, I'm confused. I don't know if they want to win now, they want to win later. I don't know if they're getting older, if they're getting younger. But I tell you one thing, I like what the hell they're doing. Listen, people, I'm going to say it again like I always said, and I will continue to say it. I am your fan's favorite fan and your hater's favorite hater. Why? Because every single fan out here got a little bit of hating them. I got a little bit more. But with all that being said, the reason why I'm your fan's favorite fan is simply because I am a purist. I am a realist. To be a fan is to be fanatical, the same way I'm talking right now. It's to be hype. I don't want to be the Cleveland Browns. Sorry, Cleveland. I don't want to be Detroit. Yeah, Reggie Bush, we already know how good you're not. I don't want to be those teams. So, yes, my Eagles have not had a championship, but damn it, they try to play every year like it's their, like they're trying to win one. I can say that much as a fan. They give me something to look at in the field every week, and we got our corner. We got our safety. We got our tackle. We got our receiver. Will they go out and get the quarterback that they need already? Do I think they should do it? Nah, I don't. I think you go out there and get the corner from Alabama. But, hey, worse things have happened in the history of the NFL, so I'm not surprised that happens. But tonight, people, at the top of the hour, calling in from the land down under, we'll be joined. Because tonight's a UFC show, in case you guys haven't, you know, caught onto the grasp of what we're doing here on the BDSR Network. Tonight's about UFC. And all our UFC shows are big. But they're really big when my favorite fighters are fighting. Why? Because, damn it, it's my show and I can make it that way. Tonight we got George St. Spartacus Pierre taking on Nate Diaz. But before that happens, you're going to be privileged. You're going to have the pleasure. We're going to proudly bring to you the newest addition to the heavyweight division. Can someone please give Mark Hunt a challenge? Can someone please give Junior Del Santos and Cain Velasquez a challenge? Danny Cormier, the heavyweight division, some would say, has kind of slumped off, if you will, so to speak. Well, Sola the Hulk Pelele is here to change that. And we will talk to him today. 347-637-3859. As always, I will be joined by the crew. Who? The crew, because it's a barbershop. So when you come into the barbershop, you got to be prepared. And today, we're prepared to do battle. Why? Why?
Where are you at, George?
I begged Dana and Lorenzo to fight Nick Diaz. I was begging them. Give me that fight.
George St. Pierre said that I'm going to put the worst beating you've ever seen on him.
I got to be the bad guy. Now I get
a
fight.
A guy like him should not be a champion.
What are you going to do now?
Let's fight.
Nick Diaz deserves to be beat down.
The moment UFC fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
It's going down and it's about to happen. So let's bring in one of my co-captains here. Shouts out to the co-captain, Delaware's own. Shouts out to my man, Easy on them F&B. But right now, we're talking to my man, out in the L.A., to live and die in L.A. is the place to be. I will be there to know it, and I will let y'all all know how I saw it. What's going on, KME?
Man, chilling, just getting ready for my homegirl's birthday party tonight and this UFC event tonight.
All right, party, UFC? What can go better with UFC besides girls and alcohol?
That's what I could think of.
I can't think of
anything
else either.
Yeah, I won't be drinking. I haven't drank since my birthday, man. I've been, getting in shape and stuff, so,
Well, that's good. I applaud that. If I had the applause meter in front of me, I would do that right now. Those other things. But I give it a ghetto shop, barbershop clap. Continue the good work. I know you were hurting the other day. But tonight's UFC, we're going to talk about that. We got a big card ahead. Now, you know, because you know me. I'm a huge GSP mark is what it is. Okay? I just don't want his face to look like it looked last time I seen him fighting. You know, his head was kind of swollen. He looked exactly like Skeletor. You know, I don't need that GSP. I don't know what to expect from this fight tonight. Does George take him to the ground? Does George leave him on his feet? I won't call it a toss-up, to be completely honest with you. And this has absolutely nothing. Thank you. It has absolutely nothing to do with me being a fan of GSP the way I am.
Yeah,
it's about knowing the sport, KME.
I love Nate Diaz, I gotta say.
California, right?
Yeah, he's got an attitude
bulky
that
attitude.
You need for UFC to survive. He has an attitude that you need to survive in life a lot of times. You know,
I give him that.
But the thing about it is, GSP is just a different type of monster and a different type of beast. I would love Nate Diaz to win, but he's been too streaky in his last few fights. I definitely think GSP is gonna beat him, and I think GSP is going to beat him handily. If Nate Diaz does win, it'd be huge for him. And like I said, I wouldn't mind it at all, but it's just not going to happen.
It could be huge for him. He said, yo, are you pampered? I wish I could play some of the conference call.
Yeah,
I wanted to play it.
Conference call.
I wanted to play it, but I couldn't be my man Michael Grant, the infamous informer, and Y2J over from the Smack Talk Central. Big ups to them. Okay, and Smack Talk Center, I couldn't be, you know, they got some potty mouths over there overseas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I couldn't really play some of the conversation that was going on between Nate Diaz. Now, let's dive into a couple of things. Wait, see, here's my thing about Nate Diaz. A, let me say this much because I'm going to contradict myself a little bit. We're all walking contradictions. Shout out to my man, Y Shabazz. I like a guy who talks trash, so I'm a huge Money Mayweather fan.
Right.
So Nate Diaz talking trash doesn't bother me. What bothers me, which I never understood about this sport, but it's a part of the sport, so you kind of got to respect it. Wise would always tell me, you know, he practices MMA, but he says he couldn't fight because he can't see himself shaking hands with an opponent before someone's going to hurt somebody else. So in this sport of MMA, that's what they do. It's respect. You know, you give respect, you know, good round, you know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Diaz and his brother Nick don't subscribe to that method. I understand what he says, though. He's like, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm about to go to war with you.
Yeah.
But the trash that he talks, it's not like Chael Sonnen's trash talking. It's not like that. Chael Sonnen's trash talk is like, it's like a Mayweather. It's like a fighter's. You know what I mean? He's definitely built for the WWE, as Rampage Jackson quickly and many times have alluded to. Nate Diaz is personal when he talks trash. It's like, he looks like to come in, your mama just died, he going to talk about how fat your mother was, and that's why she died. That's my opinion of him. Am I wrong? That's just my personal take.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, he's definitely, he has an attitude. Even when he's fighting and he's winning a fight, man, I mean, you just look at him, and he's got no honor at all when it comes to you know, his fights and just his attitude about fights and his attitudes about opponents he's going to fight. After the fight, he's usually cool, but, you know, during the fight, he's saying anything and everything to get them off their game. He needs that with GSP, and that's the thing. He's just I think this fight will go to a decision. I think so, because I just a lot of his fights, he loses by decision. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't lost. I don't remember the last time he's lost by.
We're talking about George Spieger or Nate Diaz?
Diaz.
Let me get that for you. Go ahead.
I think it's been a while. I think it was like 5 years ago that the last time he lost by.
I think, and this is just my thinking, and it was my opinion. And again, it has nothing to do with me. Nate Diaz is a beast. He's a monster. The Diaz brothers' boxing is just, for MMA fighters, you don't see it. It's unmatched, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay, let's be real. I don't think the GSP wants to Josh cross-check him, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I don't think the GSP wants to do that. Because I personally don't think GSP's hand game is deadly in that way. I think he's more deadly in his ground and pound game. But you can't actually take Nick Diaz to the ground and think you're just gonna he's gonna be an easy walkover, because he's known for, you know, that, as he likes to put it, that Gracie, you know, jiu-jitsu that he's learned. So, but I just can't see Nate Diaz winning this fight with his hands, because I thought he should have lost the fight, is where I was getting to, in that Strikeforce fight he had with Paul Delaney. And it got stopped, sir. They both were getting knocked down in that first round. They both had like two or three knockdowns on each other, each in that fight. But then a referee jumped in and stopped the fight early, went once, you know, once Davis went down again. So Nate Diaz is definitely, in my opinion, on the verge of, you know, it's overdue for a loss.
Right, right. I mean, that Henderson fight, he, you know, lost by...
Well, his last loss was Carlos Condon. We should have known that.
Who, Diaz?
Yeah, he lost to Condon. Remember he said
he lost to Henderson on December the 8th of 12 of 2012,
okay,
though.
Yeah, he did. He lost to DJ Coons, KJ Nunes, I'm sorry, and Elite XC. He lost to... looking at thing. He lost to Sean Shank back in 06. So just to go, like you said, back to current. And this is just what I'm looking at on UFC's website. They have him all wins. Nick Diaz, Paul Delaney was a win. Who did you say he lost to?
It was Ben Henderson.
No, I think you got his brother. That's his brother that lost. That's his brother. That's his brother that lost to him. Nick Diaz.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're definitely right about that.
His last fight was to Carlos Condon, which he, you know, even I saw that fight, I thought Condon ran a lot in the fight, but I'm also a huge component of that's the way the guy wants to fight, then it's up to you to do something about it. Yeah, that's my thing. Okay, so when he's stick and move, that's not typically UFC or MMA for that matter. It's more of a boxing technique, but it worked in that fight.
Yeah.
And that was the game plan. So I can't, it was a very boring fight, but I can't get mad that that's what happened in the fight.
No, not at all. It was, to me, it was an entertaining fight. It went to decision. I mean, you can't really knock it. I can at least, you know.
So let's go ahead and try to, if we will, so to speak, break down this card just a little bit. Like I said, they're fighting tonight. I'm trying to find out where they're fighting at. I think they're in Canada, too. Yeah, they're in Canada. So, again, GSP has the advantage. You know what I mean? It's in his backyard. But this undercard, I think, is pretty good. I always say to buy or not to buy, Cammy.
Uh-huh.
You buy this pay-per-view if you ask me. You buy this pay-per-view. You got the natural-born killer, Carlos Condon, who, outside of his last two fights, is known for attacking. You know, he took over and got in with GSP's former training buddy. You know, God, my mind is not here. I got so much of my mind going on behind the scenes. Greg Jackson's camp. But he's fighting Big Johnny Hendrick. And we know how that left hand has it. He's 14-1. He's ready to pro. He wants a title shot. The winner of this match, more than likely, I don't feel if Carlos wins this fight, he should be that quickly back into the title picture. But Dana White likes to sell tickets, which that is the end game here, is to make money. Carlos Condon, or you got Hendricks continuing on his win streak to win this fight?
I'm gonna go with.
You got money on this game? You got money on this fight or something?
Nah, of course not. I'm gonna go with Condon only because he needs it. After that, I mean, yeah, it's not gonna destroy him. He's not gonna get fired if he loses, but he needs this win over Hendricks. So
I definitely agree with you. I think he definitely needs to win. It's not going to kill him. He's only one loss removed from the title picture. Being that he lost to GSP when GSP came back to reclaim his title. Also, with that being said, not putting nothing past Carlos Condon in his last couple of fights. Like I said, I respect the man who came in with a game plan the way that he came in against Diaz and that fight that he had with Diaz to win the interim title at that point in time. A lot of trash talk has been said with Carlos Condon and just Nate, anybody who's been associated with Nate Diaz in that manner. I got to go behind Rick in his fight, and I got to go with him in his fight. I just think he's on a hell of a winning streak, Johnny Hendricks. I think he's just right now relentless. He's one of those guys we've seen. He has a strong chin. Yeah, no one wants to really go hand-to-hand with him if you ask me. I just don't I see him just completely dominating this fight against Carlos Condon based on absolutely nothing. Because we're not professionals. You know, we don't sit here and have like we got fake stats on what's going on. That's not us. You know what I'm saying? But I think his takedown ability and his striking is just and he got to watch out for Carlos Condon. You know, he's a submission specialist. So this should be a good fight in theory.
You are right about he is on a streak, you know, so, I mean, you know, that plays a role.
But I just want to see Johnny Hendricks win this fight because I like to see exciting fighters. Remember when this division was exciting? When the welterweight division was exciting? I think it's lost that a little bit.
I think it was just when they had WEC,
mm-hmm.
It was just those fights were a lot better there. I don't know what UFC is doing wrong, but yeah, I feel you definitely.
Also, on this fight, that was the co-main event. On the undercard now, you do got Jake Ellenberger taking on Nate the Great Marquardt, coming back over from Strikeforce. So he's back in the UFC, one of the few that came back, as you know, Dana White and his Dana Dickhouse White and his Shady. You know, people call him Shady. I've never met the guy, I don't know, but you know, people, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So with Dana White, but you got 35-11, Nate the Great Marquardt. We know what he can do. Jake Ellenberger, we've seen what he can do. 28-6. I mean, heck, you got the Great taking on the Juggernaut. Something's got to give. KME, who you got in this fight?
I've got Ellenberger.
Uh-oh.
Decision,
knockout?
I have Ellenberger winning by unanimous decision.
Decision. See, I think this one's kind of hard because I just thought before Nate left the UFC, you know, I thought he was just struggling a little bit. You know, not that he was losing. I just thought, you know, he was struggling. But then once everybody comes out against that, arguably the pound-for-pound best fighter, and Anderson Silva, you know, what do? Who's gone back and forth in weight classes between welterweight and light heavyweight. But I'm with you. I think Jake Ellenberger wins this fight, unanimous decision as well. And just to recap, I think knockout night's going to go to Big Rig. I just do. I think he's gonna knock Carlos Condon out. We've never seen it. I think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna happen. This guy has just got straight knockout ability. It's just what he does. He just knocks out his fighters. Just knocks them out. All but four of his last five fights have been knockout decisions. But they knocked out John Finch in the first round. Knocked out split decision with Josh Krawczyk, which, you know, I thought that was a really good pop. Knocked out Mark Catman, which shocked everybody at UFC 154. That shocked that was supposed to be, I remember that night, me calling that the fight of the night, and it ended up being the knockout of the night, not necessarily the fight of the night. But definitely some big things going on. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. Check in with our guests, find out what's going on. We will be back to call some more UFC 158. It's coming, guys. Listen, I'm telling you.
Spartacus.
Trust me, people. Great shows are coming up here on the BDSRI networks in the coming weeks. We got some big things still moving for y'all. Smack Talk Center is doing their thing. They had a great show last night and already giving you the tale of the tape between The Undertaker and CM Punk, and many, many, many other great things coming to the network. We'll be right back. Welcome, everybody, to the BDSIR Radio Networks, where barbershop talk Meets Radio. I am the CEO, Mike Knox, and I am happy to bring to you our lineup here on the BDSAR Radio Network. Sundays, we got it for you, baby. The new Anthony and B-Fly show brings you real people, real men, real women like yourself talking about real issues in the world we live in. After that, Sundays, 4:30 p.m., Sunday Salvation with Counselor Amira Pierman, because everybody needs a little bit of salvation. Monday nights after Raw, wrestling fans out there, we got something for you. It's called The Show The Pros Listen To, as they bring you Perfect Plex Talk Radio with Mike Knox, the CEO himself, Spot Face Bayless, and the crew, as they dive into the week that is pro wrestling for the intelligent wrestling fan. And speaking of intelligence, but have to have some insanity, Tuesday mornings, 10 a.m., Miss West and J. Chris bring you Just That with the new Twitch show. Then Wednesdays, 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific, the Geeks Shall Inherit the Earth. TG Site Radio is back with KME and Mr. Chad Rivera, talking video games, talking cartoon movies, talking comic books. That's right, the Geeks are taking over Wednesday night. Then Thursday, it's time to impact your Thursday night with the smooth operator, Corey G, and the CEO himself, the boss, Mike Knox, as they impact your Thursday night with two grown men. That's right, men. It's time that we step up and act like men. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Then, Friday, two shows. Twice the trouble, twice the fun. First, Getting Better Fitness Fantasy Bodies, brought to you by David Jenkins. And then immediately following, we have the live from the UK, Smack Talk Central, Wrestling Style Uncensored, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. Then Saturday, 6:30 p.m., the one that started it all here in the barbershop, the flagship show, the Hour of Power in Sports. From NBA to MMA to Major League Baseball, we discuss it all in the barbershop. So sit down, tell a friend, bring a friend, make an appointment, because it's open and ready for you. The network the pros listen to, and now the network you will listen to. BDSIR Radio Network and BDSIRnetwork.com is here to stay. So make sure you check us out on iTunes for free, as well as calling in to discuss all these fabulous shows. 347-637-3859. We'll see you soon.
It's your boy OG Nitty, Mr. T Nitty Radio himself, repping hard body with Mike Knox with three X's because he's hardcore and the best damn show in radio. Can you believe it, man? It's been 2 years. You've been doing this 2 years, and look at how much ground you've covered. I can only imagine how much more ground you're going to cover, man. Make sure you keep it popping, keep it popping, keep it popping, man. Embrace the offense and make it happen, baby. You already know, man, we love you out here in these streets. No broke back. It's OG Nitty. It's the best damn show in radio. Two forces combined, man. We like the mega powers. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Man, that was 2 years ago. Already, KME, coming on the 23rd, we'll be celebrating our fourth year in existence. The BDSRI Networks, the best damn show on radio networks. And on that illustrious, glorious, wonderful fourth anniversary, we're going to do it to you the way we do it best, people. The top 25 females of 2013, the fourth annual top 25 list of this year, people. You gotta check this show out. It will be big. I guarantee you. Shockers, people. I guarantee it, KME. KME, I got some trouble. Who I think is gonna be number one this year, man. I really do. She's definitely gonna be in the top five. I'm telling you right now. I know I left it up to people voting, but like American Idol, if you read the small print, I reserve all rights to do what I want with their vote. So, but will it be Jennifer Lawrence number one? I mean, she won an Oscar. She won an Oscar. She did win an Oscar. I mean, could she also win the number one female of 2013? Let's find out. 347-637-3859 is number to call in. Now, a lot of things that Nate Diaz skips media. He allegedly says after UFC 154, he chased down GSP. Do you believe any of these accusations that Nate Diaz is is hurling.
I do not believe Diaz at all, no.
not one bit of what he's saying is true?
No.
So, how do you exactly see this fight happen? Because I've never seen GSP angry. And he says that he's not mad. He has no idea what he's done. You know, he's opened up a can of, quote-unquote, whoop-ass that he's about to unleash on him. This is not typically the monotone, silent, you know, kumbaya, namaste GSP that we're used to. He's actually going to come out full-blown Spartacus tonight. Is that bad or good?
I mean, the thing with GSP is he deals with these, you know, trash talkers on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and, you know, he eliminates them, and then he moves on to the next one. Some of them, like, I do remember him being, you know, particularly, you know, not so much phased, but he... Koscheck did get under his skin a little bit, but I think it was more of a just wanting to shut him up thing so he could move on. Whereas with Nick Diaz, I think dude is just a nuisance. You know, I think he's just really like annoyed by him, and you know, we'll see how he handles it. We'll see if the anger throws him off. I don't anticipate it doing that, but at the same time, like I said, I wouldn't mind Nick winning, but I don't think it's happening.
Okay, 347-637-3859. I have to call our guests. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to go to a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to try to make sure we have Soul of the Hawk on the line with us. Give me 1 second, I get a song going. I got to make this call internationally, guys, so I need to just get, you know, just bear with us a little bit. We're going to take another break. We're going to be right back here on the BDSIR Radio Networks, 347-637-3859. Come on, give me a song, will you? I don't want that song. I don't want that song either. You know what? Forget it. Nate Diaz is headed for one thing. One thing.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, the rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Chuck the brother's life with a knife. That's cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's
together in a unity, cause if not, then you're soon to be self-destructive. they laid it.
Self-destruction.
Tonight, KME. Welcome back, 347-637-3859. Now, I want Verizon, who I know is listening to my show, to listen to me and listen to me very well. How can you say I have the right to call 40 countries in the world, or have the ability to call all over the world, but I can't call Australia? Are they not part of the world? I know they're down under. Right? I know they're down under.
Right.
Why isn't that considered part of my phone plan? If I can call everywhere, I can call freaking Taipei, but I can't call Australia. Who the hell lives in Taipei?
I
don't get
no
it.
Clue.
Hip hip, hooray! Got shouts out to the new Pope for all you Catholics. That is your Pope. Hip hip, hooray, hooray. But I think Nick Diaz is headed for self-destruction, pretty much, KME. I just think he's in for a quick ass-whipping.
I don't think it's going to be quick. I think it's going to go the distance, but
I think Nick Diaz gets knocked out. He either gets knocked out or it's a referee stoppage.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at what GSP hasn't been knocking anybody out.
No, he hasn't. You're right. He has come back, honestly, in my opinion, and been kind of a sucker. To be honest, his last three fights, it's like he got this newfound, I don't know where it came from thing ever since he started training with Freddie Roach. You know, that whole, you know, maybe he started drinking his urine as well, like Manny Pacquiao. I don't know. Rashad kind of came back into the same, like, oh, I don't get where these fighters were so successful at doing something very successful and all of a sudden said, oh, it was so successful, let me stop being successful at doing that and try something new.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna go as far as you are and say it's he's being a sucker, but I mean, yeah, he just, like, it's been a while since I've seen him knock anybody out. It's been a while since I've seen him, you know, tap anybody out. Every, you know, for like the last, you know, few years, it seems like every fight he's had has been, you know, decision. And Nick Diaz is one of those dudes that is not an easy dude to take out in the first round. You know, he's not a guy that
had a knockout since 2009 when he knocked out BJ Penn.
Okay, so see, yeah, that's what I'm going at. And
but see, I look at the Thiago Alvarez fight. I remember the Dan Hardy fight. You know what I mean? He could have easily beat those guys, but being the soft-hearted guy that he is, like, I remember Dan Hardy, he was going to have to break that guy's arm for him to tap. He had that Kimura on. I don't know. And it was just, he was going to have to break. And he's looking at the referee like, yo, I'm going to break his arm. And the referee's like, well, he's not stopping, so I guess you're going to have to break it. And he wouldn't break it. So, but I still understand what you're saying. He has not really been the Spartacus that I admire him to be in quite some time. And that's just before the injury. You know what I mean? I thought he was going to really destroy Josh Krawczyk. Some would say that he did for 5 rounds. I wanted to see him destroyed in a different way than that, personally.
Right. Yeah, he's dominant in his fights. He just doesn't. He's just not knocking people out. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to say that, you know, GSP is a dominant fighter. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going soft or anything. But what I know about him is he's not finishing guys off. And
right.
I have no reason to believe, you know, tonight he's going to finish off Nick Diaz.
Any different, right? There's no
right.
cause to believe that. Do you see, and maybe in any way, Nate Diaz winning this fight tonight by submission or by knockout? Can you see that actually happening?
No, not by submission or by knockout. If it goes a distance, I could see him. I could see him winning in such a way. He's not going to tap out GSP. You know what they say about fighting. You always have a puncher's chance. I mean, I guess if he
right.
could get in a good blow on GSP, he could win like that. But I think his only option for winning this fight is gonna be something like a decision win.
347-637-3859. We are having I apologize that at this late witching hour, we are still awaiting the call-in of Soa the Hawk Pilele to call in to the BDSR Network studios right now. You can also check out all our shows on BDSRnetwork.com. If anybody knows how to reach out internationally, please let me know, because Blog Talk ain't letting me do it. Verizon's not letting me do it. So the only way I could pipe him in into the show live would be that way. Unless I actually call from my house. But I don't think my house can do it if my cell phone's Verizon.
You might have better luck from that than
from the home phone.
Yeah. Cell phones are real bad about that kind of thing. I know that my house phone.
Why do you treat us like that?
I don't know, but I know from my house phone I'm able to, you know, I have, you know, folks in Jamaica and stuff like that I'm able to call.
Block, man. Oh, their phones are weird. Why do you go with the zeros first? I'm calling people from my house phone. See? You got to pay what you owe. You going to pay what you owe, Santa? Nope. Verizon said no. Says check the number and call again.
Ah, dang.
I did dial the country code. You got to dial one first? Let's try
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because there's no one you dial first on this. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't. So I will try again. this is not. Listen, 347-637-3859. Who you got tonight that's going to win this fight tonight? Where are you going to watch the fight at? If this interview does not happen, you know what happens. It just be their website exclusive, because I will get the interview. Oh, yes, you are. I will get the interview. Don't forget that. They reached out to us. People, make sure you follow me on Twitter. I am loud. I speak loud. I like it when she gets louder. That's Triple X Mike Knox, spelled with three X's, on Twitter. You need to get up with this. I'm telling y'all, people, 4 years ago, I had a motto said, you better get with me now while I'm free. Right, baby? Because I said when I blow up, KME, I was going to change. People say, why would you say that? Because people who get money who say they're not going to change is a liar. Money changes people. Okay? I'm going to live and die in L.A. Well, I don't want to die there, but I'm going to live it to the fullest. And I may not live in 90210, but I'm going to live somewhere close to say that I'm living next to 90210. So I got to say about that. But so you're going out tonight, KME, no drinking because you're on your fantasy bodies. Okay.
Right.
So where the party's going to be? Are they going to have the fight as well?
I'm on the West Coast, you know, so
uh-huh.
It'll still be early when the fight goes off.
See, that's why it's cool to be on the West Coast, because the fights come on, like, early for y'all, and then you go out and party. You know what I mean? That's why they have them so late. Now I understand, but see, that's not fair. They cater to you. Shouldn't they cater to the New York area? Isn't New York the biggest of them all, they say?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is we're always going to be 3 hours ahead no matter what, you know? So, I mean, you know, you had the fight at 6, we'll watch it at 3, you know?
Okay, I'm getting word back from So Is People. Mm-hmm. They're still trying, but it looks like with about 10 minutes left in the program, we're going to have to reschedule. I'm actually only keeping the show going right now for the possibility that he calls in. And if you guys would like to talk about UFC tonight, give me a call, 347-637-3859. KME, you got some big things going on right now. I know you just added the Facebook BDSR Presents TG site, The Geek Shall Inherit the Earth. I want to let the people know about your vision about that real fast for me.
Well, just trying to make it real content heavy, you know, trying to make the show real content heavy and try to, you know, add a little bit more, you know, fan interaction, you know, get a little bit more news, because there's always news going on in the world of, like, entertainment, sci-fi, comic books, movies, stuff like that. And, you know, just really making a drive to make it real content heavy. You know, we had, like, you know, something like 35 people join, like, within a short amount of time. So, you know, hopefully we could, you know, grow this thing organically and then make it even if we could get it virally, do that too.
Well, we got to do something because we know we have 3 weeks left and they're already advertising freaking that horrible Teen Titans. Have you seen the commercial for it, though, honestly?
I've seen the commercial for it. It is what, you know, like I said, they got to sell their toys. You know, I'm not so much mad that they added that show. I just think I'm more upset that they're
taking off other shows, right?
Yeah, that they took off the Young Justice thing. You know, that's my issue. It's like, you know, you have this great show. I know they sell a lot of toys with Young Justice. I know the ratings are there. I don't know what the decision was behind not renewing that. I mean, they brought Teen Titans back, so, I mean, they might, you know, who knows.
But see, when I thought they were bringing Teen Titans back, I thought what Cartoon Network seems to be going through right now is a change of the guard. You know, remember how Cartoon Network was kiddie cartoons, and as they, people grew, it got darker, then Adult Swim came and so forth, Boondocks, all that stuff came from it. It seems like now, because remember, Boondocks have been rumored to be coming back now for well over a year. Still has not come back yet.
Well, it's coming back this summer, it's confirmed.
And that throws me a little suspicion, because now that makes no sense in what I was going to say, because it looks to me clearly that they're trying to go younger.
Well, I'll tell you, with the Boondocks, you know, Adult Swim is ran separately from Cartoon Network. With the Boondocks, Aaron Magruder, you know, he's one of those people that he always stresses how he has to get his creative juices flowing before he's able to write episodes and stuff like that. And, you know, some, you know, he takes these long hiatuses. That's just how he does. I don't really think that has much to do with the network. With Cartoon Network, I think they're just, you know, they have these, and that's how it's always been with cartoons. I mean, typically when you look at a cartoon, the average length of a cartoon is about the amount of episodes that Young Justice did. Typically, a cartoon will do 50 episodes if they're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just rerun it over and over again. You know, Young Justice did 46 episodes, which is about the average run of a cartoon. It was a really, really good cartoon that a lot of adults liked. So they kind of find themselves in this situation where, you know, they're not getting a third season right away. Although I don't see it just ending. You know, I do see, you know, whether it's a third season down the road or whether it's an animated movie or something. I do see I don't see this just being the complete end. But I guess they got to sell other toys, you know, because all those cartoons are commercials
right.
for the toys that they're coming out with, you know.
Well, I definitely just want a better opportunity at getting my cartoons back up. But, you know, coming March 30th, I believe I read in the site, you know, Netflix now will have Young Justice, will have Batman Beyond all three seasons and things like that. So yet again, give me more confirmation on how I can get rid of cable, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, unfortunately, and all those DC properties are owned by, you know, the Cartoon Network's parent company.
Right.
So, yeah, but I mean, it is going to be good to have Netflix and, you know, watch that stuff at your leisure.
Well, at my leisure will not be what happens from June 10th to June 14th. I will be all over Los Angeles, so make sure you guys come out. Make sure you come and see us. I ain't going to be out there to just play now. I'm out there to work. E3 convention is here. We're coming to work. Okay, but I will have fun. I'm bringing my queen with me. So all you hoochies, please back away. She has a temper, and she wears nothing but 5-inch heels pretty much all the damn time. She will Black Mamba your ass. I'm just saying. 347-637-3859. As we have, like I said, guys, we are going through. He's saying he's not able to hit the Skype button. So don't tell me now that Skype works differently between Australia, because I talk to people in England all the time. I don't know what's going on. So seriously, I've never seen that. I talked to, you know, the Smack Talk Central crew is you know, in the UK, and I talk to them at least once a week, you know, sometimes twice a week. So I know that it works from my phone and from my home computer, but they're having difficulties, and I can't even add him from my Skype because he's in Australia. So that'd be weird that Australia and America has different kind of, you know, communication boundaries like that. That's pretty disappointing, to be completely honest with you. But that's the way it goes sometimes in this world we call entertainment. But it's okay, because that's why we live for another day. Our final thoughts are tonight in UFC, Cammy, before we got to hear what you think is going to happen completely, maybe throughout the whole night, maybe your fight of the night, knockout of the night, whatever floats your boat before you go out there and check your tail feather. Yeah, don't be one of them dudes that's on the wall all night either. Dance a little bit.
I mean, I expect a typical show. I don't expect this to be one of the greatest shows. I expect GSP to win. If Diaz wins, then it would be a great show. But I think GSP wins. And I also want to shout out my Lakers. Who do we have tomorrow? The Kings. We're going to make the playoffs, which is something I was afraid of. You know, so I'm happy about that.
Well, Australia. Well, I don't even know what to say. 347-637-359. If Diaz wins, we riot. Okay. And guess what I'm going to say about that? If Nick Diaz wins this fight, I won't be surprised, because it's MMA. You know what I mean? You expect the unexpected, guys. But between now and when we actually go ahead and get this interview done right with Soul the Hawk Fellini, you guys got to check this man out. He's 18-3. He's lost his only greats like Daniel Cormier. He lost to Eddie Sanchez. I think that was his first UFC fight, his one and only UFC fight, I believe. Going back and watching that fight, he had a little bit of nerves. You know, he beat Bob Sapp, but who hasn't beat Bob Sapp? But he beat him in 15 seconds. He's beaten
former friend of the program or friend of the program, Big Sexy Sean McCurkle, who we've had on here. He beat him in a minute and 42 seconds. This guy is pretty damn dangerous. His ground and pound, it rivals Brock Lesnar's. I mean, his takedown, I'm not saying he's explosive like Brock Lesnar. I don't think you compare anybody to Brock Lesnar's explosiveness.
He stepped his game up from his from 07 to 9.
Most definitely.
For to now, yeah, he's definitely stepped his game up, and he's ready for the UFC now. I was looking forward to asking him, what he's doing differently, and what was his motivation? Because you're right, man. He's turned it up, and it's good. When we do finally get to interview him, it's going to be a great interview, man.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm hearing back from his publicist now. And they're asking for pen numbers and everything like that. So I think there's a Skype to America problem out there. That pretty much blows. But I'm dead serious, man. It's funny, but it's like, damn, for real, Jake, the day of the interview? And no one would think, oh, let's check out our connection and see if we can Skype beforehand. Because I'm supposed to Skype anybody. You know, isn't that what Skype's built on, to be able to Skype across the world? I've talked to friends of mine. A friend of mine I go to school with went back home, and I guess he was trying to see if his Skype worked. And he's in Tanzania.
If they're using a Skype phone service, you do have to pay for that. So that's a little bit different than
modern
Skype.
Technology too. We don't know how much he knows, or you know what I mean. To be honest, I'm not.
It could be any number of things.
Number of reasons. So I do apologize. We apologize for everybody out there for not having that interview tonight. Yeah. We will bring it back to you. That's what we do, Cammy. We make sure that we do. This is the show the pros listen to. This is the show the pros come in. Go ahead.
I would like to throw something out at Bob Sapp. If you get this message, I want to know why you're throwing fights like that. Man.
Oh,
absolutely. If you could come on the show and just let us know. Like what the mindset is behind
it's
you
money.
Fight,
it's,
you know.
It's money. He has a lot
I
of it.
I want to hear from him.
I was imitating the Notebook. I was watching the fight he had with Pelele, and I'm sitting there saying, damn, the bell rang. He went in with his head down and just hit his knee immediately. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he had a fight with Bobby Lashley. It's like, this dude just goes in, puts his head down. Like, hey, it's worse than at least Butterbean was knocking cats out.
You know, that's all I'm saying. But we're going to get up out of here because
I got to get my party on because GSP fights tonight, people. So, as always, shouts out to my man Mike Henderson for listening in. Shouts out to Wash the Bash listening in. Shouts out to everybody that's listening in that I do not know personally. You want to get to know me personally, I am on Instagram. I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I'm on all social networks, all the same. Mike Knox, make sure you hit me up because you need to get with me now, like I said, because the world is changing and you only have one life to live, and I'm going to live it till the wheels fall off with my wife, with my children, with my friends, and we're going to party and drink his cornbread on the first of the month, people. So stop waking up asking yourself every single day and telling yourself this, brother, that I love me some me, but you don't love God. That's crazy. We are now, hence, and forever will be the fastest, rising, most successful network on the internet. Why? Simply because the pros say I'm the Stephen A. Smith of Wrestling Talk Radio, and I'm your mama's favorite fan. If you don't like it,
keep listening. Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling, came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment, Mike Knox really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it, you don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day, barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go, give you the best damn show on the radio, $1 million audience meets with your favorite host, $1 million connections, feel the force, most electric, most eclectic, listen to the shows where the pros expected, 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list, the best damn show on the radio, check this,
yo, the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show on the radio, yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one could stop me. Lynch is the conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never.